This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. Ford's Bronco is coming back. After production stopped almost 25 years ago, the Michigan-based automaker will be putting out the SUV again. This week, Ford debuted a podcast called Bring Back Bronco, The Untold Story, chronicling the history of the car, including, yes, O.J. Simpson's infamous low-speed car chase in his white Bronco in the 90s. Sonari Glinton hosts the podcast, and our listeners might be familiar with his voice because he used to cover the automotive beat for NPR. Sonari joins me now. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you.
You say in the trailer for the podcast that the rise, fall, and rebirth of the Ford Bronco is a metaphor for the last 50 years in America. What do you mean by that?
One of the things that I love about the Bronco is that it starts off in this, like, almost as a side hustle for Ford while they were building the Mustang. And it literally tracks with Detroit or the American people, like, the rise and fall. So we see, you know, it starts off with, you know, gangbusters in the 60s. It gets hit by the oil crisis in the 70s. The late 70s brings us the rise of the SUV and the suburban van. It has rollover problems in the 80s, O.J. Simpson in the 90s, and it closes on the same day as the Detroit train station. It's the same day that the Bronco finishes sales. And there is every single random thing about race, about culture, about sexism. All those things are somehow connected in the telling the story of a $1 billion product.
Several of your family members worked in the auto industry. Your mother became one of the first female managers at Ford's Chicago plant. You even spent a few summers working for Ford. Did anything you learned there help you tell this story?
Well, I was there in a Ford plant on the night of the slow speed chase. So I was a Ford employee. So I remember what that was like. But one of the things that's interesting about me as an African-American is that that is not unusual to have so many an African-American in the middle class. It is not unusual to have that many family members. You know, your listeners may know Tanya Mosley, who's from Detroit and hosts Here and Now, or Jen White, who hosts 1A. Both those people who are public radio folks both have families deeply embedded in the auto industry. And it tells you how important cars have been in moving Black people, especially from the South, where you just came from, to the North and moving them into the middle class.
You mentioned this earlier, but there are so many little stories and connections you find ways to weave into telling the history of the car. What surprised you most when you were making this podcast?
Well, I'll tell you quickly, the thing that surprised me the most was that the Ford Bronco was drawn by the first Black car designer in Detroit, who also had a role in the Mustang and the Thunderbird. His name was McKinley Thompson. And I literally, it blew my mind to realize that. And it was like, you can hear it in the tape when you can hear the surprise when I realized. The funniest story is that people in Southern California like white Broncos. And so a Ford executive, this poor schmuck, ordered hundreds of white Broncos, coincidentally, weeks before the slow speed chase with O.J. Simpson. So days after the slow speed chase, hundreds of Broncos end up on dealer floors around Southern California. You can't imagine this poor guy's luck. Actually, though, just a little tidbit, sales of the Bronco went up after the slow speed chase. That's something that is interesting to remember about that.
You said in an interview with the Detroit Free Press this week that the podcast audience you're intending for is women. What did you mean by that?
What I mean is that the people who are going to, the reason that Ford is bringing back a vehicle, they don't do this for nostalgia. They don't spend $1 billion to bring back a vehicle. When you look at who buys SUVs, over 60% now of vehicles sold in the U.S. are SUVs. Women buy those cars, and they're responsible for 80%+ of the car purchases. So if you have a car show and you're not talking to women, you're not talking to anybody, right? And that is a thing that the industry kind of has to understand. And also another thing is that people, I live in West Hollywood, Southern California. When you look around here and you see people buying $120,000, $150,000 used Broncos, they're mainly women, superstars. Ford was looking at that. And if they see another Bronco go on sale for $300,000, right, there might be a market there. And one of the things we're learning also is that women have flooded the vintage SUV market looking for things that men are not looking for. I want a Porsche 911. Women are looking for trucks and SUVs, and that is amazing. And they're younger and younger and younger. This is not in a condescending way. If this car is going to be successful, it will be a chick car. And I don't mean that in the condescending way, but if it's going to be successful, women are going to love it and organically want to be interested in it. And the show is thinking about them, and it's not just a bunch of white boys reminiscing about trucks. It's about talking to people who are going to buy it and are interested in storytelling and care about products.
Sonari Glinton is the host of the podcast Bring Back Bronco, The Untold Story. Sonari, thanks for joining me.
It's been a pleasure.
This is WKAR.